We have to remember that even though Dimitri's right here in East Lansing, he's one of the world's greatest violinists. He's an extraordinary violinist. He played with the orchestra some time ago, and it was time now to bring him back. And I happened to run into him in the hallway. And in my mind, I had thought, wouldn't it be great if Dimitri would play Glazunov? But I wanted to see what he wanted to play. And so I said, you know, I'd love to have you with the orchestra, and what would you like to play? And he said, Glazunov. And I, okay, well, we're off to a good start. I mean, it's such a powerful pairing of him with that work. It's Glazunov's greatest piece, hands down, and a terrific example of the Russian violin repertoire that I thought it would be nice to just put together a whole program that was that same kind of synergy. And then, so how do we open the program? And I've always felt that Alfred Schnittke is a very important voice and a very interesting voice of that part of the world.
The piece? Alfred Schnittke's Gogol Suite.
So this is a work that I think the audience will really enjoy. It's from a film score. It's a good example of his polystylistic approach. It's got some humor in it. It's got some dark humor in it.
From the Russians, really?
No. Yes. Yes.
The remainder of this Lansing Symphony Orchestra concert, featuring three eras of Russian classical music, is the fifth symphony by a composer who brought some light to the people during the harshest times of Stalin's Soviet regime.
You know, Shostakovich was a phenomenon, really. I mean, in a time of such great suppression by the Soviet government, he was the voice of the people. And because he was speaking in the language of music, I think that he could communicate things that perhaps a poet or a playwright or an author couldn't. So it was when there was a premiere of a Shostakovich symphony, there would be a line out the door and around the block and down the street, which is not something we see in a lot of classical music, that kind of connection to the people. It's what we all want. It's what we're striving for in this business. We want everyone to feel that connected to us. But he was important to the people.
Now, at the premiere of the Shostakovich Five, there was a famous half an hour long duration for the applause of it. Are you ready to be standing there for half an hour?
I'll stand there for half an hour if the audience wants to give us that. Sure.
The Lansing Symphony and Maestro Timothy Muffett perform Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony, Alfred Schnittke's Gogol Suite, and are also joined by Dmitri Berlinsky to perform Glazunov's Violin Concerto, a program simply called Music of Russia. Tickets and more information at lansingsymphony.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.